right, welcome to it. Hour number two as we try to dig down and find some truth, some bedrock truth here today. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, December the 6th, 2019. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it looks like the economy is doing well, though Black Friday and Cyber Monday might not be what they always were. They're looking up. Things are looking good. The retailers seem happy, at least so far. Number two, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she is directing the chairman of the committees that they run to draft articles of impeachment. She is moving forward, even though the American people are backing up. And number one, despite all the noise coming from the bowels of the swamp, I think that's what I heard. I think it's swamp gas. Despite all that, Donald Trump seems to be in a jovial Christmas mood in many ways. He's off to Hershey, Pennsylvania for a rally on the 10th of December, and now he's off to Battle Creek, Michigan, Serial City. That's right. Tony the Tiger thinks he'll be great, and he'll be there on the 18th of December. Yeah. How'd you like that, huh? Kind of fun. All right. So the impeachment thing, I don't care. The impeachment thing is going on, and you just have to ask yourself, what are they trying to prove? The numbers are dwindling. The numbers peaked. I've been checking these numbers on impeachment support. They peaked way back on October the 6th. And unless you come up with some sort of a new actual crime that people can understand, say, well, this president did this or that, the fatigue of the nation over this is reaching new levels. People want to see things get done. In fact, listening to politicians talk, they say, this is not what they're... I heard Dan Kildee yesterday from Michigan's 5th Congressional District. He was on Fox News. He is the minority whip or something like that. He's got some title, right? Dan Kildee's saying when he talks to people in his district around Flint, Michigan, in that area, they don't talk about impeachment, which is weird because he does and he supports it. At least that's the way I read the tea leaves. But what's weird about it is he says people in my district talk about the economy and jobs and health care and the cost of prescription drugs and infrastructure. Those are the things they talk about. They don't talk about impeachment because people don't care about impeachment. Most people don't even know why. You go talk to people that aren't, you know, plugged in like you are. I mean, if you're here on this program, you're plugged in. You're paying attention to what's going on. You're having conversations. You're having dialogue. Maybe it's here. It's on social media. It's elsewhere. But talk to people that are not plugged in. And they don't even know why the president's being impeached. Well, he did something. But it's not been articulated. You see, if you slowed the process down, if you really wanted to get people on board, you would slow the process down. You would have more hearings and more witnesses, actual fact witnesses, not people in their opinions. And you would lay out the case. The Nixon impeachment efforts started very slowly. And then over time, because they were done slowly and methodically and soberly, it began to pick up support and pick up steam. And over time, it became clear that the majority of Americans felt that he had violated his oath of office and he had to go. But doing this rush job, and Nancy can say what she wants. Well, we've been doing this for 2.5 years. We realize you've been investigating the president from day one and before that even. We'll find out more come Monday in the Inspector General's report about how long you've actually been investigating Donald Trump and his people. But the rush job on the Ukraine deal, I mean, you can go, and it doesn't matter how you slice it. The bottom line takeaway from the Mueller report is could not establish. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction of justice. Could not establish any crimes. That's the bottom line takeaway, and that's where that ends. And so why the rush job? That's the question that we've got to figure out, because if you could establish there was something there, the Democrats have credibility. They don't, especially when you look at the swing states and independent voters of how they feel. And let me give you a little heads up here about Florida. Saw this story about Florida and the governor there, Ron DeSantis. Right, who won in 2018, a very close election. And, you know, Democrats try to say that it was a terrible thing, that he had stolen the election, which is what they always say when they lose. Somehow the other side cheated, right? Somehow the other side cheated. And what they mean by that is they didn't cheat well enough to win. That's what you have to read between the lines to understand what they're saying. But here are some remarkable numbers out of Florida. As far as the popularity of DeSantis more than a year into office now. More than a year into office, he has remarkable numbers. And I bring this to your attention because Florida obviously is pivotal to the 2020 presidential race. And I can guarantee you right now, Florida's in Donald Trump's column. He moved there, so he's a resident. That gives him a half a point bump, probably. And the approval rating for DeSantis among Republicans, 87%. Among Democrats, 57%. Among independents, 65%. Hispanics like DeSantis, 67%. Black voters, 63%. Women, 66%. Ages 18 to 35, 66%. 36 to 55, 65%. And if you're over 56, he has an 83% support level, does Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida. It is an impressive number, to say the least. You can go ahead right now and lock Florida up for Donald Trump because DeSantis is a huge Trump supporter, always has been, outspoken supporter of the president, and now a governor getting marks like, I can't believe. And so this lays the groundwork for the beginning of 2020 campaign because you look at what the impeachment is going to do to the electorate. The electorate obviously is polarized, but right now the only thing that's bipartisan about the impeachment is the opposition to it because Democrats have joined with Republicans in opposition to impeachment at this point. And I think you're going to see some other Democrats peel off and join the Republicans and say, I don't support this. Again, 35 districts in America that Donald Trump won in 2016 that are currently represented by Democrats, 35. And that is, I mean, that's your ball game. If those 35 districts, I mean, you go look at the number of districts won by Donald Trump, it's like 250 or more. Hillary Clinton only got 209 congressional districts around out of 435. So there you go. Donald Trump easily winning the number of congressional districts in America, easily winning the Electoral College at 306. Moody's Analytics, which has never been wrong except for 2016 because it didn't understand the Trump phenomenon, says that right now Donald Trump will get 350 electoral votes because he'll get all the states he got before, but he'll add New Hampshire, Nevada, Minnesota, maybe a couple of others. And the impeachment does nothing to change that. Does nothing to change that dynamic. The formula does not change. In fact, it gets potentially worse for Democrats because right now the support for impeachment is softening. You go out and listen to the campaign speeches. None of these candidates are talking about impeachment. Why not? It's a loser. It's a loser. 14 after on a Friday. Gianna Caldwell on the way. Gianna Caldwell on the way from Fox News. And then Congressman Tim Walberg will join us about impeachment. It's the Steve Greer Show, hour number two, rolling along. Don't go anywhere.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now, we're announcing a bold new goal. To reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050, DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.